This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Republicans are expected to hold a procedural vote today on a coronavirus stimulus bill. Democrats have already voted to block it. They claim it doesn't meet the needs of American families and businesses. Here's U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Don't be misled by thinking, oh, well, a little bit is better than nothing. No, it isn't. It's a missed opportunity to do what is right for the American people.
The roughly $300 billion proposal does include a boost in unemployment benefits and liability protection for businesses and health care facilities. Wildfires raging across several western states have now killed at least 7 people, maybe more, as officials say people have died in California, Oregon, and Washington, but at least 12 people are still missing in Northern California. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Excerpts from journalist Bob Woodward's new book, Rage, based on interviews he did with President Trump, indicate President Trump has long been aware of the deadly impact of COVID-19, but still downplayed its threat at the beginning of the pandemic. Last night, he told Fox News' Sean Hannity that the book is a hit job.
Nobody had any idea it would be as violent as it turned out to be, and we studied it, we understand it, now we're opening up. But we could have lost 2 million, 2.5 million, maybe even more than that if we did it a different way, and we've done a really good job.
President Trump saying to Woodward back in March that he wanted to not create a panic over the pandemic. The National Guard is leaving Kenosha, Wisconsin. In fact, the troops are gone. The Wisconsin National Guard saying its 500 troops have left the city after they were called in to keep the peace following the Jacob Blake shooting by police last month. In addition to the Wisconsin Guard, troops came in from Michigan, Arizona, and Alabama as well. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
U.S. Energy Secretary Dan Brouillette says Hurricane Laura damaged a Louisiana site that holds a very large portion of the nation's emergency crude oil supply. He says the site in West Hackberry, Louisiana, took a direct hit and will need to be repaired. Joe Biden is detailing his Made in America economic plan, speaking in Michigan yesterday, saying that if elected, his administration will deliver on his promise to buy American. Biden says he will slap a tax penalty on companies that avoid paying U.S. taxes by offshoring manufacturing jobs. And he added businesses will be rewarded for creating good-paying jobs here at home. The former VP also said he'll close loopholes that he say have been created by President Trump's tax cut. Another big deal handed out in the NFL. Jalen Ramsey just got the largest contract for a cornerback from the L.A. Rams. The deal is said to be worth $105 million over 5 years. And Jay Leno will be host of a rebooted classic game show on TV. The acclaimed comic is set to host Fox's reinvention of You Bet Your Life in the fall of 2021. Originally hosted by Groucho Marx, the half-hour comedy show will pair two complete strangers in competition answering questions in an attempt to win prize money. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, good to have you with us, America. Bill Martinez here, and we have Liz Peek with us. Yes, the Fox News contributor, and she spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Liz, right off the bat here, I want to get your read on the economy. I mean, here the Democrats thought for sure with COVID and their only hope to have any possibility of winning the Oval Office was to make sure that America's economy tanked. But much to their despair, the economy is bouncing back even in the midst of this pandemic.
Yes, amazing. Good morning.
Yes.
And what a terrible thing to agree that it is very disappointing to Democrats to see that we have indeed a V-shaped recovery taking place, Bill. And why is that happening? I think a lot of reasons, but one of them is what's called the wealth effect with a rising stock market, which of course until the last two or three days has really exceeded expectations and created a lot of wealth in people's 401ks and retirement plans and bank accounts and rising house prices, consumer net worth, which is something that economists track as a leading indicator of spending and the economy, has been rising rapidly and definitely fueling some of the retail spending that we've seen. So the latest read on the economy came from the JOLTS report, the job openings, and job openings again exceeded expectations, as did hiring last month, as did wage increases last month. So, you know, right now, it is extremely optimistic for the Trump campaign that almost all the economic indicators, housing, hours worked, wages, et cetera, have exceeded what any economists really were projecting. Right now, there's a thing called the economy now, or GDP now, that's put out by the Atlanta Fed, which kind of feeds in all the latest info, and that has constantly been updated for the third quarter. It now looks like we'll see almost 30% growth quarter to quarter in that third quarter, meaning that as we go into the election, the numbers are going to look pretty darn good. And, of course, third quarter numbers will be coming out as people go to the polls in November. And so, you know, again, I think that really, at the end of the day, there is nothing more important. And you're quite right. Democrats have really hung their campaign on two things. One, Trump's alleged mishandling of the pandemic. And number two, the fact that the economy is in such a trough. And, you know, really, I think most fair-minded Americans are not going to blame President Trump for a virus that came from Wuhan, China.
Right. Exactly.
And they're not going to blame the fact that we lost tens of millions of jobs because of a government shutdown. You know, that's just not right. And so the important thing is now, who's going to get us out of this problem that we're in with still lots of people not working? And the answer is, it is not Joe Biden who wants to get rid of Trump's tax cuts, meaning that the average family will spend more than $2,000 more on taxes next year. And he wants to raise taxes enormously on corporations and others that we need to fuel this recovery. It is the dumbest platform ever,
right?
In my view, going out, you know, as we try and get a country out of a recession, to talk about massive tax hikes, and that's what Joe Biden wants.
Well, the very thing that Donald Trump, I should say things that Donald Trump effected day one of his presidency, was to unwind all these restrictions and these job restricting and energy restricting regulations that were brought to you by the Biden-Obama team. And he's talking about Joe Biden. He's talking about returning to that plus tax and license. How? I mean, that's been a proven loser. Why do we want to review that one more time?
We definitely do not. And someone was asking me last night on air, you know, why is it that Europe constantly is behind us on growth? And there are a number of reasons. One, though, certainly one of the biggest ones is that they have really terrible labor laws, and the kinds of regulations that the Obama White House put out there, presumably to protect workers, although at the end of the day it really doesn't, because it means you don't have any growth, you can't get new jobs for new workers, and also green energy policies. I mean, if you ramp up the cost of electricity, which is what green policies do, don't let anyone pretend that that's not the case, it is the case, and make energy much more expensive for households and for manufacturers and so forth, guess what? It slows your growth. It's taking money out of productive enterprise and into unproductive enterprise. So you can decide that as a people, that, you know, we want cleaner air, notwithstanding the fact that, you know, we want policies that drive us even further towards a carbon-free existence, even though the United States has measurably cut emissions, or we want faster growth. You got to make that decision. Mm-hmm. Voters need to know that's the decision they're making. But I agree with you. All the stuff that the Obama White House did in furtherance of green energy, in furtherance of labor protections, which, as I say, really don't help workers at all, those things hurt our economy and our growth for 8 years. Boy, do we not want them back.
Exactly. You know, Liz, you had mentioned a V-shaped recovery, which is what Secretary of Treasury Mnuchin, others, Donald Trump said that we would be experiencing, and that looks to be more the case, though the mainstream media doesn't see it that way. And over the weekend, Simone Sanders, spokesperson for the Biden campaign, all of a sudden came up with this, you know, a new letter she threw into play. It's a K-shaped recovery.
I don't even know what that means, honestly.
Well, you know, and I'm first time I said, what is all that about? I go, well, I'm talking to Liz Peek later on, so I'm going to ask her, because she'll know what a K-shaped recovery is. But
maybe they're talking about the fact that in the summer, when there was a little resurgence, a few new hotspots showed up in terms of the virus, and we went backwards in terms of opening up, there was a stutter step. But I mean, to me, honestly, the most heartening and surprising aspect of the last several months is that the economy just wants to roll. And
exactly.
You know, it just doesn't seem like anything gets in the way. And by the way, Bill, not to go too deep in the weeds, one of the reasons that that's the case, too, we're benefiting from the fact that manufacturers, corporations got panicked earlier in March, April, May, and stopped ordering. They kind of didn't envision anyone shopping online or coming into their stores when we opened. So inventories are massively low right now, and companies are having to restock. Well, you know, restocking is good business, and that's
exactly
part of the reason we're seeing manufacturing tick up.
You know, a lot of people are just happy to see toilet paper coming back. You know, so what happened on the exchange here? We got toilet paper, but we lost change. Everybody's asking for change. What is there some
weird
connection there? I don't know what's happening. So, yeah, I think that what Simone Sanders was trying to say, relevant to the cake, because I got to check this out, was, again, it's all this identity politics. It's all, you know, the typical narrative they've been trying to sell about Donald Trump and this administration from day one, and that is the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. I guess that's the legs of the K pointing upwards and the bottom legs pointing downwards. It's that division again, once again, because that's what they love to do, is to pit us against one another. And yet they're the ones that are saying, you know, Joe Biden, he's all about dividing the country.
Well, not only that, they're saying, Joe Biden, make sure that we keep the economy shut down. Look at New York City. New York City is the epicenter of a refusal.
I'll tell you what. I want to get into that. We got to go to a quick break.
Okay.
We'll pick up on that as soon as we come back. More from Liz Peek after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ globally in the languages people were born to speak.
Less than 2% of people living in northeastern Thailand profess Christ. So the Tide Partner Ministry in Thailand asked God to open a way to effectively reach the other 98%. God responded by directing us to a government-controlled radio station with a broad reach. Although airtime on the government station costs more, the broadcast coverage is significantly widespread, reaching a primarily Buddhist region with the gospel 30 minutes each day, 5 days per week. Through this surprising channel, God is enabling the Tide Ministry to deliver the gospel in the language listeners were born to speak. The added expense is well worth it because a life that is eternally saved is priceless.
To learn more about how the Tide radio programs are making a difference by encouraging believers and sharing the gospel with listeners in Thailand, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with His Promise. Fresh and Independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with Fox News contributor Liz Peek, former partner of Major Brackett Wall Street firm Wertheim and Company. Liz, you were talking about New York, and boy, I'll tell you, de Blasio, he is quite the study. I mean, to see what he comes up with. I mean, you had tweeted out that he talked about a peaceful weekend. This guy, you know, he sounds like Baghdad Bob. Remember Baghdad Bob during...
I do.
It's like, everything's fine. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, a peaceful weekend? You know, 22 people shot?
Yeah. You know, for a city that really was unbelievably safe just a year ago, we are heading down the chutes here, and this idiot that's running the city refuses to acknowledge it, refuses to understand, and I'm sure he understands, that his policies have caused this. This isn't like an accident. This is like someone tripping over a curbstone. This is purposeful policies to let criminals out of jail, not hold them accountable for the criminal acts that they've committed, and basically just dumb down law enforcement to the point where, no, you know, you see at the some nights that there are people arrested. Well, there's never a follow-up like this one's going to jail. They don't go to jail. They're let out the next morning or even within a couple of hours because that's the way our laws are written now. Honestly, Bill, you could not make this stuff up. It is so horrifying to me that this guy is trashing our city. But let's even step back and say, okay, let's assume for a moment that there's some righteousness to these acts that he's done. I don't believe it, but I'm sure there are people who do. What's the righteousness of refusing to open up indoor dining so that hundreds, if not thousands, of restaurants might survive, tens of thousands of jobs might survive, that right now are looking very much like they're going to go under?
Exactly.
You know, he has no excuse. And the only excuse, the only explanation, is that this is such an inept city government with every single person in a position of authority, almost every single person in a position of authority, a complete political hack as opposed to an expert on managing anything, that they have no preparation. They have no understanding of how to open these businesses back up. But to me, the greatest affront is they're looking, you're talking about the K-shaped recovery and the low-income workers. Guess what? They work in restaurants. That's the biggest industry probably for those workers in New York, and de Blasio doesn't care. He's got them on the sidewalk. I mean, explain that to me.
It's deliberate. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, talking about the homelessness. I don't know if you saw this video, and speaking of disgusting, a woman was being sexually accosted in broad daylight on the platform of a subway. And you got somebody taping it, you know, they're videotaping it. Nobody is stopping this knucklehead. I mean,
no,
this criminal from a... I go, wait a minute. I mean, this is one woman. I mean, what next week are we going to see six women now being sexually assaulted and people just getting up and walking away like nothing happened?
That's just one incident. I mean, I think what we're not hearing and that the media isn't picking up, there are hundreds of personally offensive things going on every day on the streets of New York. And again, what is so tragic is that we had, like him or not, and you may not like all of his policies, I don't. The truth is, Mike Bloomberg was a manager. He knew how to run things, and he got people into senior positions in his city administration who were really excellent. They were smart, and they were dedicated, and they worked hard. As one Republican running against de Blasio said, he's not just corrupt, he's also lazy. And that's quite a combination. I guess if he weren't so, you know, if he weren't so lazy, things would be even worse because he'd be able to push through even more policies. But anyway,
you imagine.
I don't want to focus entirely on New York, but the answer is that's 10%, almost it's 9.2% of the country's GDP, the New York metropolitan area. So what happens there, what happens in some of these other big cities really does impact the country. And you know what? We can't afford that.
Well, and you got a governor who is speaking out of both sides of his mouth. One week he's inviting everybody to dinner. He'll buy him drinks. And then the next week he's telling Trump good riddance. And if you come back to New York, you know, you better have more than bodyguards. You better bring an army with you. That's pretty bizarre coming from a governor.
Oh, it's horrible. And look, this is all working to Trump's benefit. After the conventions, a morning consult poll showed that Trump's approval rating was suburbanized. Biden's lead with suburbanites had been cut in half. They know what's going on. And I think the tipping point was Kenosha. This was no longer a big, huge city that a lot of people really don't identify with. They've never lived in a big city, et cetera. Kenosha is a town. It's a small city at best. And if that, and the pictures of Kenosha, even from the liberal media, are devastating. I mean, whole blocks just destroyed. Yeah. So if that can happen in Kenosha, it could happen near you. And that's the message.
That's translating into suburbia. Right. You're exactly right. I want to talk about Trump's vaccine optimism that you wrote about, that the Democrats' heads are exploding. They're doing everything they can to resist any kind of optimism, you know, for America about COVID-19.
Yeah, and so I told my husband this morning, I think this is the worst thing I've ever seen a political party do, because as we know, there are enough people in America who are nervous about vaccines, who are suspicious of vaccines. Somehow that groundswell of opposition has taken root, and it's a very dangerous thing because there are diseases like measles, which were basically eradicated, and now they're coming back. This vaccine, for months, Bill, the country has hoped and prayed for a vaccine which would really knock this virus on its rear and allow the country with confidence to reopen schools, reopen businesses, get back to normal life. For the Democrats, and in particular Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris, to cast doubt on the safety of a vaccine, so much so that the five major pharma companies that are manufacturing this vaccine actually had to come out and pledge that they would only issue a vaccine if it were safe. Imagine that.
Right.
I mean, really.
Yeah, exactly.
It's preposterous and extremely, extremely damaging to the country, because the more people who don't take it, the less effective it will be. We could have, in other words, imagine a scenario where we have the perfect vaccine. It works 100%, but nobody takes it. Then it has zero impact.
Well, the Democrats, again, speaking of Simone Sanders, who was on over the weekend in the TV talk shows, Biden campaign spokesperson, put a little twist to it. Said, it's about distribution.
Yeah.
I mean, what was that? Was that a race card whistle thing that she was throwing out?
That is going to be the next battle line. As Trump said in one of his rallies recently, it doesn't matter what he does. Somebody said, well, will you be the first to take it? He said, well, if I'm the first to take it, they'll accuse me of being selfish. If I don't become the first to take it, they'll say it's not safe. And he's completely right. No matter what he does, they're going to construe it as a negative. But the reality is, the reason the CDC went out to the states and said, get ready, we want the states to take charge of this, and as of late October, they have to have a plan, is because this is going to be very difficult. I mean, you're going to have 300 million doses eventually, but you're not going to have it day one. So who does go first? In my view, it should be essential workers. And by the way, it should be teachers. Teachers should have no excuse for not going back to work. Now they are, I'm offended by the teachers union's attitude about all this. They think it's perfectly okay for firemen, police, EMT workers to be in the front lines and to be in a risky position. But no. Don't let us be, take any chances with our health. Okay, the kids of America need school, and they need to go back to school. So I think all those people should get it. And after that, I don't know how it's going to work.
Only about a minute left here. Real quick, speaking of the CDC, what did you make of the report that only 6% of the deaths by COVID were, by COVID only, and did not involve comorbidity. So we're talking actually only 1,000 people died of COVID-19 only.
Yeah, I believe it. And here's why. All the talk about how other countries' numbers are so much better, I suspect that if they took the same approach that we had done, and by the way, we've all heard the anecdotal evidence of this, right? That someone's killed in a motorcycle crash.
Right.
Turns out they're COVID positive, and that becomes a COVID death. And we know why, because the hospitals were reimbursed at a higher rate for COVID treatments.
Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst here. Liz, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
My pleasure.
Be well.
Thanks so much. Bye now.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Republicans are expected to hold a procedural vote today on a coronavirus stimulus bill. Democrats have already voted to block it. They claim it doesn't meet the needs of American families and businesses. Here's U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Don't be misled by thinking, oh, well, a little bit is better than nothing. No, it isn't. It's a missed opportunity to do what is right for the American people.
The roughly $300 billion proposal does include a boost in unemployment benefits and liability protection for businesses and health care facilities. Wildfires raging across several western states have now killed at least 7 people, maybe more, as officials say people have died in California, Oregon, and Washington, but at least 12 people are still missing in Northern California. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us sharing a party today. And it's always great to have the host of American Minute radio feature, also nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, Bill Federer. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, lots to talk about here. You know, we're a day away from 9/11, and memorials again will be up across the country. It was a time of unity for America when we came together after being attacked. And it seems like such a long day away, 19 years ago, compared to then to now.
Well, it has been, and we've seen the implementation of an agenda divide and conquer. This has been used from the beginning of time to conquer countries. The British used it when they captured India. In 1714, Britain landed, and there was a merchant, and the king of the local kingdom was ill, and the merchant knew a little rudimentary medicine and got the guy healed, and in response he gave him some gold, and he said, anything else? And the guy said, you know, I'd like to set up a British trading post. And he did. And then it turned into a British fort. And then the British began to get involved in local politics, and then they would give guns to one side and guns to the other side, And then when they would fight each other, the British would take over both. And they began to do this again and again till they took over all of India, a quarter of the world's population.
Wow.
And then they disarmed the entire country. And they tried doing this with the Americans during the Revolutionary War, where they would go to the Indians and give them guns and stir them up to attack the Americans on the frontiers. And so this concept is that you want to go into a country and find a group of people that have grievances, and you harness the emotions of that grievance to bring about a destabilization, and that's the door through which you can usurp power and take over. And this has been perfected over the centuries. If you want, I can share some other stories.
Yeah, this is really a good study because, as we've talked before, Bill, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, this is an old playbook and it just keeps getting repeated. The frustrating thing for me and maybe for you at times is you see this coming from miles away and you're going, where's the leaders in our country? They should know better.
Yeah, this concept was in Greece. So you had Athens and there was a Alexander the Great's dad, Philip of Macedon, and he's conquering city after city after city, and Athens was a democracy, so all the people would get together in the marketplace, and they would talk about how they're going to defend themselves. Well, Philip of Macedon captured Amphipolis, which had gold mines, and he used some of the gold to bribe some citizens of Athens. So when they would get together to talk about defense, these guys would stand up and say, wait a second, let's not get carried away. I hear Philip's not such a bad guy. I hear he's not conquering these cities. He's liberating them, and the people actually like him. And these paid propagandists would gather around themselves people that believe them. They were later termed useful idiots. And it so confused Athens that when Philip of Macedon marched up to the gates, they could not mount a unified defense, and he took over. And so this got the term fifth column. You think, where does that come from? In old warfare, you would have two columns and two flanks. And the fifth column was you had paid propagandists, infiltrators in your enemy's camp or in your enemy's cities that would sow division. And now this was perfected after World War II. Mm. So you had Germany, France, England gave independence to their former colonies. And these colonies became brand new little countries that had brand new leaders, and it was a perfect world, except the Soviet Union made the decision that it wanted to export communism. Instead of just ruling their own country, it was this philosophy that they wanted to turn it into a worldwide movement. And so they began to send KGB agents into these brand new countries, Czechoslovakia, Romania, Hungary, Poland, and they would find groups of people that have grievances, whether they were ethnically discriminated against or religiously discriminated against or economically discriminated or racially discriminated against. It really didn't matter. They would find people with grievances and they would organize them into victims versus the oppressors, the haves and the have-nots. And then they would stage protests that would escalate into riots, and then they would smash things and burn things, and then they co-opted the media with bribes and threats to blame the new leader of this new country for all of these problems. And in the confusion, they would do a coup or a rigged election,
right,
and they would replace the leader with a Soviet puppet. And this was, again, perfected for 70 years. Now, the president in America after World War II was Harry S. Truman. And he did nothing because he thought his United Nations would bring world peace. The next president, Eisenhower, he decides that if we don't do something, these communists are going to take over the world. And so he decides to fight fire with fire. And he approves the first CIA operation to overthrow a country's leader. It's called Operation Ajax. And the setting is in Iran. And is this interesting? You want me to keep going?
Well, you know, it is interesting to go back and remember, because what we're seeing is established pattern. And how I want you to close this is I want you to bring it to today's America.
Right. So, so briefly, Iran decided to side with the Soviet Union. And it had a leader named Mossadegh who nationalized the Iranian oil industry. And you say, big deal. Wait a second. Britain, Winston Churchill changed it from having a navy with coal to burning oil, but Britain really didn't have any oil. So in 1908, Britain formed the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company. You know it better as BP.
Right.
And when the Iranian leader Mossadegh nationalized it, took it away, Britain had no oil. And so that's when they appealed to Eisenhower, who approves Operation Ajax and sends over Kermit Roosevelt Jr., the grandson of Teddy Roosevelt, and he does the same thing. He recruits mobsters and gangsters and criminals and radical imams, and they stage protests and riots. They attack mosques. They turn the country into confusion, and they co-opt the media with bribes and threats to blame Mossadegh for all the problems. When the country gets confused enough, they put Mossadegh under house arrest, lock him away for the rest of his life until he dies, and then they install the Shah of Iran, who loved America because we put him in. So this is 70 years that the communists and the RCIA have been perfecting this process. And when you look at what's happening in America, it looks like there's some fingerprints of organization behind it.
Yeah,
that you don't have piles of bricks dropped off where they're going to have a peaceful protest. And, you know, there's reports of people on the ground telling everybody what to do. This is not spontaneous. And it's an election year. And
exactly.
If the country gets confused enough, it gives a governor excuse to take away everyone's rights and set up a dictatorship in their states.
This has been a chip at the wall, one slight brick at a time, has it not? I mean, you know, you look back and what happened, you know, like you said, even if you just go back the last 19 years and you look at what happened in 9/11 and then fast forward a bit and, you know, we get Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin, I believe, was a key ignition to all this racial divide that we're dealing with right now. And you talk about such a hoax, I mean, to such a degree that, you know, that Benjamin Crump, who is the you know, the current attorney du jour of Jacob Blake and anything that has to do with any racial issues, how this guy is still an attorney is beyond me after, you know, using and substituting a witness in the Trayvon Martin case.
Yeah, you know, 1980, there was a KGB defector named Yuri Bezmenov, who came to America and spilled the beans. Mm-hmm. And he said, most people think of KGB as James Bond. He goes, no. He says, our role was to identify the public opinion molders in a country, in media, mm-hmm. Hollywood, actors, schools, pulpits, and co-opt them and bribe and threaten and bring them into thinking that socialism is great and introducing a hate America concept where you, you know, deconstruct and you hate your own country. And anyway, he says this period takes 20 years. Why? Because that's the amount of time it takes to brainwash a whole generation. Mm-hmm. He says, when this is completed, you can take somebody and bring them to the Soviet Union, show them the concentration camp, and they won't believe their own eyes. And he says the second phase is a bankrupting of the economy, a debt, and getting them to spend, and then weakening the military. The third phase, he says, is some incident, whether it's a killing, whether it's something, and you fan it to flames, you spread it across the country. It only takes about 6 weeks, is what he said in an interview in 1984.
Wow. Bill, we've got to go to break. We got more from Bill Fetter.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s, just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, it is the truth that will set you free, ladies and gentlemen. This is why we respect Bill Federer so much, because he comes on the show and he brings his history and the truth that we need to be aware of. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, we're being worked, and we're being worked with the same devices that we've used on others, as he explained. As some might say, the chickens have come home to roost. But look, we are a lot smarter than this, and we need to start connecting the dots and not be part of the useful idiot brigade, Bill. And this is what ignorance does. This is what passivity does. It makes you the effect of these political forces right now. As you say, the bloodstream of the body politic here in America has been poisoned.
You know, George Orwell, he wrote a dystopian novel. People say, what's dystopian? It's the opposite of utopian. So if utopian is the perfect society, dystopian is the imperfect. But anyway, he writes a book called 1984. It's sort of a classic on the government wanting to take control of people's lives. And he says the government, he goes, every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. And so this concept got called deconstruction or cancel culture, where the people in this party want to falsify and erase the nation's past to alter the nation's future trajectory. And so George Orwell wrote, those who control the past control the future, and those who control the present control the past. So you can decide today that we're going to rewrite the history books. You know, Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States, where it paints everybody that founded the country as terrible. And then you want to reintroduce a new identity. So it's sort of like gene replacement therapy only for a culture. Yeah. Right? Take out the old identity, the old DNA, and you put in the new. And so we've been seeing this with the tearing down of the statues, you know, like Juniper Serra, one of the founders of California.
Exactly.
This began in the 1950s and 60s in America. And the Senate chaplain at the time was Peter Marshall. And he said, along with our higher education came a debunking contest, a sort of national sport. It was smarter to revile than to revere, more fashionable to depreciate than appreciate. Debunking is a sign of decaying foundations. And so this is this concept where every single person that helped found the country, you want to belittle, malign, rewrite it, alter it. And one of the ways is they do it in humor. And if you remember the Monty Python,
yes.
And what did it do? It was a funny movie, but what it mocked King Arthur. And you think, well, what's that? King Arthur was the founder of this European concept of people having rights. Instead of a king dictating everything, he had his round table where he got input from all of his princes and they ruled as equals. And so this concept got into English folklore, English legend, and it was this idea that everybody sits around the table and everybody's an equal.
Yes.
But when they mock King Arthur, they're mocking what he stands for. So Karl Marx is attributed with the saying, the first battlefield is rewriting history. Marx is attributed with saying, take away the heritage of a people and they are easily persuaded or easily manipulated. And it's true. This has been effective so much that in the late 1950s, there was the first premier of communist China. His name was Zhao Enlai, E-N-L-A-I. You know him because he's the one who orchestrated the killing of an estimated 20 million people for Mao Zedong.
Right.
But he's the new president of communist China, and he said this, one of the delightful things about Americans is that they have absolutely no historical memory. Here, we have totally erased our Christian heritage. We have no clue how we got to be the biggest and most powerful nation that the planet has ever seen. And as a result, we're letting it be taken away from us.
Exactly. Wow.
One of the speeches of President Donald Trump that I thought was very insightful was his July 3rd, 2020 at Mount Rushmore. Trump said, our nation is witnessing a merciless campaign to wipe out our history, defame our heroes, erase our values, indoctrinate our children. Angry mobs try to tear down statues of the founders, deface our most sacred memorials. One of the political weapons is cancel culture. And he talks about how it uses shaming. Then he goes on to say, our children are taught in school to hate their own country. And this radical view is a web of lies. Every virtue is obscured, every motive is twisted, every fact is distorted, every flaw is magnified until history is purged. And the record is so disfigured beyond all recognition. And so he's describing this tactic of getting rid of the country's history so they can bring in their socialist future.
Exactly. And we find ourselves reacting to this bill. And, you know, Donald Trump, sadly, yes, he's defined the problem, but it's been well entrenched, as you point out. And, of course, your new book, Socialism, The Real History from Plato to Present, How the Deep State Capitalizes on Crisis to Consolidate Control. I mean, you point this all out in this new book.
Thank you for mentioning it. I go through this erasing of history. Islam did it. So there's a Caliph Umar, and when he conquered Egypt, he's credited with destroying the oldest library in the world in Alexandria. There was a Caliph Al-Mamun, and he's the one who destroyed the pyramid treasures. There was the Sufi Muslim, Salman al-Dahar, and he's the one who knocked the nose off the Great Sphinx. And then you had Sultan Mehmed II. He conquers Constantinople and turns the largest Christian church in the world for 1,000 years, the Hagia Sophia, turns it into a mosque, whitewashes all the, you know, the icons and mosaics of all the Christian saints and so forth. And then recently the Taliban, it destroyed the historical Buddhas of Bamiyan. And so there was, you know, in Afghanistan, these mountainsides with cliffs, and they had carved these enormous Buddha statues. And in 2001, they dynamited them. So they want to destroy the history, saying that this new history they want to introduce is superior to all the past. Sort of like Pol Pot in Cambodia in 19, he made 1975 the New Year Zero, said everything prior to that was irrelevant. And he killed anybody in his country that wore glasses. He says, if you wore glasses, you could read. If you read, you knew the history. And to institute communism and socialism, you have to get rid of the history.
Wow. Wow. Amazing. All these things have crept in, you know, throughout history, and how it continues to repeat itself. And here we are, Bill. Next week, we will celebrate Constitution Day. And you think about the origin of Constitution Day and what it meant, not only for patriots, but it really was an affirmation of patronage and immigration and immigrants all coming together and saying, yes, this is who we are and this is what we stand for.
Right. So one of my other books is called Who is the King in America? But I go through all of recorded history and I show the most common form of government is a king. They go by different names, Pharaoh, Caesar, Kaiser, Sultan, Tsar. As the centuries go on, the kingdoms get bigger because with military advancements, you can kill more people. So instead of killing with a rock, you kill with a bronze weapon or an iron weapon or a phalanx spear or a scimitar sword or gunpowder. The weapon changes. It's that same fallen nature of Cain, Kill, and Abel. Finally, the King of England had the largest empire the planet Earth had ever seen, 13 million square miles and 500 million people. He was like a one-world government globalist with him at the top. America's founders decided they didn't like this. They broke away and flipped it and made the people the king. But they understood every one of us has this selfish fallen nature and can be tempted to concentrate power. So they split the power of a king into three branches, executive, legislative, and judicial, and they pitted them against each other. So the executive branch would always try to pull power away from the legislative and judicial. And the judicial branch always tries to pull power away from the executive and legislative and then the legislative, so forth. So it's greed checking greed, ambition checking ambition. And so each branch would selfishly want more power for itself. George Washington warned in his farewell address, the only thing that can short circuit this is parties, political parties, where two or more branches say, hey, why should we be pulling against each other? Let's pull together against that third branch, right? And when that happens, the whole dynamics of this thing craters. I use a little illustration. I'm one of 11 kids, and one time I remember coming in, and my little brother and I, there it was one last brownie in the pan that my mom had made, and we were about to fight. My mom says, one of you cuts the brownie, and the other gets to pick the first piece. So the one cutting it doesn't know which piece they're going to get. It works really good, unless you did it with my little brother, because he spit on him and got both pieces. Of course, I punched him. But imagine a big brownie, three hungry boys. You give them each a job. The first one's job is to trace out on the brownie where it's going to be cut. He doesn't know which piece he's going to get yet, so he wants to trace the pieces exactly equal. Second one's job is
Wise mother you had. I love this. It's great.
And the second kid's job is to take the knife and actually cut the brownie, so he executes it. And the third one's job is to judge and see who gets which piece. So you have the legislative branch laying out the lines, the executive branch cutting it, executing it into, you know, and then the third branch is the one that divides it up. So you have legislative, executive, judicial. It's the greedy, hungry tummy is causing them to be honest. And so that's what our Constitution is, taking the power of the king, separating it. There are, James Madison said, there's no angels on earth to govern us. All we have is people with a selfish, fallen nature that each one of us, given time, would want to prefer our own family and friends, and we'd end up setting up another kingdom. And so he says, let's take the power and let's split it into these three branches.
And this is why this Constitution was developed. It has to. It has to be developed for a moral and people of value. Otherwise, it just it crumbles on its own founding, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And
10 seconds left.
America book and AmericanMinute.com is my website. But thanks for having me on.
Bill Federer, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, take care, buddy.
Thank you.
We'll When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.